感谢主再给我一个机会在这里跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
Thank the Lord has given me another opportunity I can share with brothers and sisters.
那还是一样，请弟兄姊妹在祷告中纪念我，托住我。
Again, I pray that brothers and sisters will remember me in your prayers.
要感谢主上一次能够给我一次的那聚会跟。能够跟弟兄姊妹谈一点主的话。
Thank the Lord, last time I was able to share the word of God with you.
希望今天主还是托住我们能够一起交通。
May the Lord continue to be with us in the sharing.
我想跟大家先读一段的圣经，马太福音第十三章。
I want to first read some Bible verses together. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
Yeah, 没有圣经的只能够听了。我们这个都不打出来。
If you don't have your Bible, just listen.
马太福音第十三章，我要讲一段，不是要讲，我要读一段的圣经哈，讲到败子的比喻。
And I want to speak the parable of the tares.
这个是在第十三章二十四到三十节。
And this is from verse 24 to verse 30.
我不读中文了，请我们弟兄把英文读一次。
We will just be reading it in English from verse 24. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced the crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, Sir,Did you not sow good seeds in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servant said to him, Do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, First gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
这里讲两个事情哈，他提到麦子跟败子。
Here it speaks of two things. It speaks of wheat and it speaks of tares.
他说这两种种子啊，种起来长起来都一样的。
It speaks that when they grow together, they look very similar.
到了很久很久很久很久，你终于发现这两个是不同的种类的。
But over time, as they grow and grow, you find that these are actually different.
但是它起来的时候，有一种叫麦子，有一种是败子。
But when they are growing, there is one that is wheat and one that is tares.
这个故事告诉我们说，麦子是从主来的，败子是从魔鬼来的。
And the wheat is from the Lord and the tares from the enemy.
起步都是一样的。
Oh, it is not saying this way, but in fact, the starting point is the same.
所以这个是一个很可怕的一个现象。
And so this is a very dangerous condition.
因为今天如果我们今天在教会里面，败子、麦子都说我信耶稣的。
Because if today in the church, the wheat and the tares both say they believe in the Lord.
他说我都信有神的。
I believe there is a God.
但是要记住，一个是麦子，一个是败子。
But we need to remember that some are wheat and some are tares.
要麦子才算数的，败子不算。
Only the wheat count, the tares do not count.
外表看起来都差不多。
From the outward, they seem about the same.
说这段圣经啊，对我们今天说我们已经信耶稣的人要非常的小心。
So for those of us who believe in the Lord, we need to be very careful about this passage.
你必须知道我是麦子，我不是败子。
You need to know that I am the wheat, I'm not the tares.
因为不然的话看不出来啊。
Because otherwise you can't differentiate.
我们今天要能够成为麦子。
We need to have a desire to be the wheat.
如果弟兄姊妹还记得我大概三周前跟弟兄姊妹交通了三个人。
If you still remember, 3 weeks ago I shared on 3 people.
约押斯、西西加还有以赛亚。
I shared on Joash, Hezekiah, and Isaiah.
你要知道这三个人看起来都很好。
We need to know that these 3 people seem very good.
那两个是王。
2 are kings.
一个是先知，都很好。
They're all very good.
但是我上次跟他交通哈，如果我们看下去，你发现以赛亚的确是好。
But when we continue looking down, we see Isaiah.
他从出生啊，不是出生了，但他真的神选他了之后，他活得蛮很老。
That after God chose him, he lived a long life.
他到了老，他还是对神是忠心的。
And to his old age, he was faithful to the Lord.
但是西西家呢
？But what about Hezekiah?
他一辈子从小 baby 哈，小 baby 叫小婴孩，他一个月就被救出来了。
约押斯。
不是约押斯。
So Joash, since he was just a month old, that he was taken care of.
他就救出来。
He was saved.
他七岁就做王。
And 7 years old, he became.
一直到46岁，他都非常的好人。
And until he was 46, he was a very good person.
但是呢。原来他是个败者。
But in fact, he was a tares.
So 当那个带他的耶和耶大过世之后
，So when Jehoiada, who was taking care of him,
整个人就变了。
He completely changed.
一年神就把他命收走。
And in 1 year, God took his life.
47岁他就死了。
And he died at 47.
所以你要知道，麦子跟败子这个一开始都看起来都好好的。
And so we need to know that.When we see the wheat and the tares, initially they all look so good.
最后终于会显出来。
But in the end, it will be revealed.
当然西西家我们知道，头是14年很好，后面15年就不行了。
We know Hezekiah, the first 14 years were good, the latter 15 years were not so.
所以我们今天啊，这个是我上次跟弟兄姊妹，我只是在试试我可不可以讲得了这件事情。
And so last time, I just wanted to see if I could share on this.
今天在教会里面我们说我很多人都说信耶稣的。
And so today in church, many people say they believe in the Lord.
我们很多聚会我们什么都有。
We have many meetings.
我们要知道我们最重要的要成为麦子不要成败者。
But the most important thing we need to care that we are not the tares, but we are wheat.
我们既然要说我要信耶稣，我一定要成为麦子，绝对不做败者。
Since we say we believe in Jesus, we must be the wheat. We cannot be the tares.
那今天要问个事情哈，说救我，不让我像约押似的。
And so we need to have a prayer to the Lord to save me so I am not like Joash.
如果像约押斯，我基本上就没了我这个人。
If I am like Joash, then my life is over.
我要成为能够是一个能够真的是麦子的。
I need to be someone who can truly be the wheat.
你发现西西家这个开始不错，后面也完了。
And we see Hezekiah started well, but then in the end, it was not so.
不过他前面的好的是他是真的
，But what the good he had in reading was true.
自从我生病之后
，After my illness,
我那段时间，有个意念进到我脑袋里。
There was a thought that entered my mind.
当然我脑袋出事了，不过还是可以有话进来的。
Though my mind had problems, that I could still have word come to me.
我们都有大半生哈，我这可以很多传福音，很多聚会，各种都有。
For so much of my life, I had shared the gospel, so many meetings.
但在我生病的时候
，But when I was sick,
有一件事进了我很深的进了我脑袋。
There was a word that entered deep into my mind.
我到底有多少认识耶稣
？How much do I know Jesus?
因为这句话一直印在我脑袋里。
And this was rooted in my mind.
我们都说我们信耶稣。
We all say we believe in Jesus.
究竟对耶稣我认识了多少
？But how much do we know about Jesus?
说我开刀之后。
So after my surgery,
我一直在思想这件事情。
I was meditating on this matter.
因为整本圣经讲到耶稣啊，讲很多。
The whole Bible speaks of Jesus.
我们认识吗
？But do we know him?
我们只是，我们可能说我知道。
Maybe we say we know of him.
但是你要知道，我们知道如果都是知识的话，其实知识对我们一点用都没有。
But if this knowing is just head knowledge, it will do us no good.
我们能够真的知道耶稣。是谁呢
？Do we really know who Jesus is？
所以我这一次哈，我说主，如果看为好，我愿意能够交通四次。
If the Lord wills, I would like to share 4 times.
我本来想一个周末的交通四次。
At first, I thought I could share 4 times in 1 weekend.
我这个想法想的可能也很天真。
Maybe I was thinking too grand.
其实我身体跟应该撑不住的。
But in fact, my body probably could not handle that.
So 后来也是弟兄姊妹也是劝我，我可能还是一个礼拜最多只讲一次。
So brothers and sisters advised me to speak at most once per week.
但是有一件事，特别我们在座很多都是我们都是弟兄姊妹，或者我们都信耶稣。
But a very important thing for us, who are brothers and sisters who believe.
我们要问一件事情，耶稣是谁？
We need to ask the question, who is Jesus?
你可以去查圣经。
You can study the Bible.
圣经里面讲耶稣是谁啊？很多。
The Bible speaks so much of who Jesus is.
但是对你来讲，耶稣是谁？
But for you personally, who is Jesus?
如果你说我信耶稣了，就是耶稣是谁？
You say you believe in Jesus. Who is Jesus?
我们今天有人说耶稣是神。
Some say Jesus is God.
是吧？哦，那耶稣是神吗？
Jesus is God.
这个事情对你啥感觉啊？
But what does, how does
什么叫做耶稣是神呢？
What does Jesus is God mean to you?
如果只是一个口头话啊，耶稣是神。
It's just a slogan that we say Jesus is God.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
圣经也告诉我们，耶稣是神的儿子。
The Bible also tells us that Jesus is the Son of God.
已经换第二个了哈。没错，耶稣儿子也是神。
He is the Son of God. He is God.
但是他讲到他是耶稣的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
对，他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
这个神的儿子跟神的差别是什么？
So what is the difference between the Son of God?
究竟在你心中，究竟你知道这是什么差别？
And do you know the difference in your heart?
你也不知道。我们可能都不知道。
Maybe we all don't know.
我们只懂一个口头，我也不想用口头禅啊，就是一个口头语说，哦，耶稣是神，耶稣是神的儿子。
I don't want to call it a slogan, but so often we just say, oh, Jesus is God, Jesus is the Son of God.
对我们信耶稣的人。
For us who believe in Jesus,
我们说耶稣是救主。
We say Jesus is my Savior.
这个今天好像很多福音聚会都讲耶稣是救主。
And in many gospel meetings, we say Jesus is Savior.
因为我需要有一位救我。
Because I need someone to save me.
我们今天很多人信主就说我需要被救。
We believe in Jesus because we need to be.
我没有想到被救，我干嘛要一个来救我的人呢？
And when we want to be saved, do we think about the person who is saving us?
因为我终于想到人会死。
Because I think,
人也会灭亡。
I will die.
所以我不想下地狱。
I don't want to go to hell.
我要上天堂。
I want to go to heaven.
我要得永生。
I want to have eternal life.
所以呢，我需要一个救主。
So I need a savior.
这个今天在教会里面很多就是信耶稣是救主。
And in the church today, many, what they say is just Jesus is Savior.
我已经说了，请你们如果有时间哈，你把圣经里面关于耶稣是什么，你把它都，哇，很难找，我告诉你，这么，当然我这本很薄了，但是我跟你讲，很难找。
And I want you to look through the Bible to see who Jesus is.
就算给你找到什么进你的心呢？
Even if you can find it, what enters into your heart?
可能也没有太多进你的心。
Perhaps not much.
你只读到就是。
But you just read it.
考试嘛，我们这里都是读书人，很会考试。
We all know how to study, so we can take the test.
但是我真的进入我的心。
But does it really enter into my heart?
所以我今天只能够讲第一件事情。
I just want to share one thing.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
我们来读两段的圣经。
Let's read two passages in the Bible.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
对我们真正信耶稣的人，这两段圣经应该最少有一段圣经很熟的。罗马书第九章。第十章。
If we believe in the Lord, these Bible verses should be familiar to us.
罗马书第十章第九节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
他这里说你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
这里说如果你口里认耶稣为主。
It says here, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus.
哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
12章 Chapter 12. Oh yeah, chapter 12. 第三节
Chapter 12 verse 3.
他这里说所以我告诉你们被神的灵感动的没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。 若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主。
Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
那这里呢，讲得很清楚。今天你说在教会里面，哇，一堆人都说耶稣是主啊。
And this speaks very clearly that so many people in the church say Jesus is Lord.
当然他说这个圣灵感动你讲知识给你的你讲那不见得是真的。
But there's a difference between the Holy Spirit leading you to say that and you saying that out of your knowledge.
必须是圣灵感动你的你说耶稣是主。
It must be the Holy Spirit that moved you to say Jesus is Lord.
不然的话你要知道拜子卖子这个是很可怕的一件事情。
Otherwise, we need to be careful that this matter of the wheat and the tares is very dangerous.
我今天要跟大家交通要谈的第一件事情啊就是讲到耶稣是谁耶稣是主。
And so the firstaspect of who Jesus is that I want to share today is Jesus is Lord.
有圣经讲的圣经有没有讲你是主啊
Because this is what the Bible says. So does the Bible say you are the Lord?
没有圣经讲耶稣是主。
No, the Bible says Jesus is Lord.
所以我们要今天认识到耶稣是主。
So today we need to recognize Jesus is Lord.
耶稣在这里没有讲是耶稣是救主不是。
It does not say Jesus is Savior, but Jesus is Lord.
不是说耶稣不是救主耶稣当然是救主。
It's not to say Jesus is not your Savior, of course he's your Savior.
但是这里的重点是耶稣是主。
But the emphasis here is Jesus is Lord.
换句话说耶稣是主人。
In other words, Jesus is your Master.
这个就不同了。
There's a difference.
这个道你要讲你要信耶稣你要想清楚耶稣是主人。
And so now when we say we believe in Jesus, it is Jesus
who is your Master. 他不是只是救主。
Not only is he your Savior,
他是主人
He is your master.
啊，这个我们今天值得想一想。
And this is worth us to consider.
我信耶稣不是只是救主，我上天堂就好。
Believing in Jesus is not just
saving my
soul to heaven.
耶稣是主人。
Believing in Jesus is believing Jesus is my master.
这个主哈，如果你去在圣经就看新约就好。500多次提到他是主。
In the New Testament alone, we can see it speaks Jesus is Lord over 500 times.
我刚刚讲耶稣是主，如果你去读新约，他倒过来讲主耶稣。
And in the New Testament, what we see it also says Lord.
这个主耶稣哈，在新约里面也上了。几百次
and it's hundreds of times where it's written.
我这个没去算，没去找到他们说多少。但是你要知道，所以当我今天要讲到耶稣是主
，So today when I speak that Jesus is Lord,
圣经告诉我们他就是主。
The Bible tells us He is Lord.
什么叫做他是主？他是主人。
What does it mean that He is Lord? It means that He is the Master.
第二个，他提到他是主耶稣。
It also speaks Lord Jesus.
这个耶稣就是主
Because Jesus is Lord.
所以我们想到当主耶稣出来传道的时候
So when the Lord Jesus came out to preach,
连魔鬼都要试探他
Even Satan had to tempt him.
因为你真的是主吗
To test, are you really Lord?
如果你是证明一下
If you are, then prove it.
所以有两句话，这是耶稣被魔鬼试探的时候他的回答。
And so let us look at two responses Jesus gave when Satan tempted him.
他第一个他说不可试探主你的神。
He responds that you cannot tempt the Lord your God.
你知道他是主，他也是神。
He is Lord. He is also God.
他第二句话他提到说
The second thing he said was
他说当拜主你的神单要侍奉他
You can only worship the Lord your God
所以这里他提到我是主我也是神
And so here he says that I am Lord I am also God
我们今天要知道你若信耶稣他是主他是神
So if we believe in Jesus, we need to believe that He is Lord and He is God.
并且今天我要给你吃中好好看这个事他是主人。
And I want us to carefully look at this matter that He is your master.
对不对你家养狗的话狗知道谁是主人。
So if you have pets, your dog will know who is the master.
但是你要知道耶稣是主。
But we need to know that Jesus is Lord.
你信他，他是主人。
If you believe in him, he is your master.
他不只是救主。
Not only is he your savior,
他是主人。
He is your master.
你知道我们可能不喜欢有主人。
We don't want to have a master.
但是我可以跟你讲，每个人在地上都有主人。
But I can tell you that all of you on this earth have a master.
你就要先问年轻人，谁是你老师，谁是你的什么主人，说没主人，我就是主人。
And you ask young people, who is your master? You say, I have no master. I am my own master.
我们今天如果信了耶稣的人，我们最少要知道有主人的。
But for us who believe in Jesus, we need to know that there is a master.
对于所有不信耶稣的人，
For all those who do not believe in Jesus,
魔鬼就是他的主人。
The devil is their master.
没有地上没有一个人没主人的。
Every single person on this earth has a master.
不信耶稣的魔鬼就是他的主人。
If you don't believe in Jesus, then the devil is your master.
他定义也好，不定义也好，他潜意识都在听魔鬼。
Whether you think this or not, you are still listening to the enemy.
因为在地上没有一个人是没有主人的。
Because every single person in this earth has a master.
所以这是可怕的事。
So this is very dangerous.
你究竟是意识也好，没意识也好，你就任意，魔鬼是你的主。
Whether you recognize it or not, but the devil becomes your master.
你说什么叫信耶稣？
What does believing in Jesus?
我定义要改变这件事情。
I'm determined to change.
我不要再认魔鬼做主人。
I no longer want to recognize the devil as my master.
我要真实的转变，我认耶稣做主人。
But I want to change it to recognize that Jesus is my master.
说耶稣是主，这句话不是只是拿来喊的。
So Jesus is Lord is not just something for us to say.
真的在地上是有主人的。
Because on this earth, there's a master.
我们是认魔鬼做主人呢，还是认耶稣做主人？
So do we recognize the devil as our master or Jesus as our master?
是的，信耶稣不是进基督教。
Remember that believing in Jesus is not entering into a Christian organization.
你信耶稣就是为了信基督教，那你就成为败子，不是麦子。
If you believe in Jesus just to enter an organization, then you are a
terrorist. 这是非常可怕的事情。
This is a very dangerous thing.
我们绝对不希望任何一个所谓讲信耶稣的人，结果是败子，不是麦子。
And we don't want a single one who believes in the Lord to actually be a tare and not a wheat.
那这个是对我们是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important thing.
你知道在圣经里面，我们我提几个人哈，这个好像玛利亚。
I want to bring up several people in the Bible. For example, Mary.
他们这个犹太人啊，很早就结婚，十几岁，十六七岁就结婚。
We know that the Jews at the time they married very early, in maybe around 16.
在玛利亚那天被天使找到她。
But that day when the angel found her,
他说，你要成为耶稣啊，耶稣是地上的神的儿子，肉身的母亲啊，你要生一个儿子。
That the angel told her that she would be the mother of Jesus.
结婚之前就生了。
Before she was even married.
没经过男人是信圣灵怀孕。
That not through man, but she was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
你是那个十六十七岁的一个女孩，听得懂这句话吗？
So as a 16, 17 year old girl, do you think she could understand?
没经过男人可以生孩子。
That without a man, how could she have a child?
这个孩子怎么生下来的？
How would this be?
但是你看这个，我不知道可不可以叫小女孩啊，十六十七岁，这个少女啊，她里面安息的接受这个事实啊。
But yet this young lady, she was able to accept this.
你要知道，她如果今天就是我怀孕。
And if she were pregnant,
我未婚夫还要我吗？
What would her fiance still want her?
你读圣经，你知道他未婚夫就是想把他暗暗的休掉。
And we know that he wanted to put her away.
因为我不知道你从哪一个男人得到一个怀孕的。
Because he wouldn't have known that who she became pregnant by.
但是玛利亚，她说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
But her response was, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
这就是玛利亚。
This is Mary.
我可以失去我的未婚夫了。
That I could give up my fiance.
我可能被人用石头怎么打死我都可能发生。
I could also become be stoned.
但是神 什么安排我，我都愿意接受。
But whatever arrangement the Lord has for me, I accept.
我们知道他的这个未婚夫也蛮尊重神的。
And we also know that her fiance also feared the Lord.
所以啊，他结果他们还是结婚，约瑟还是跟他结婚了。
And we know Joseph still married her.
第二个人我想提的就是雅各。
Second person I want to bring up is Jacob.
这雅各这个就是自己想干嘛就干嘛的人。
Jacob did whatever he wanted.
到了好老七十岁才离开家跑出去。
He only left his home when he was in his 70s.
但是他里面却是跟神稍微有个相通。
But he had touched the Lord a little.
他说如果你让我回家我一定认你做主。
He said that if you bring me home safely, I will recognize you as Lord.
到了他九十多九过了九十岁，他终于回家。
And over his 90 years old, he finally returned home.
他当初为什么要逃？因为他得罪了他哥哥。
Why did he have to flee in the first place? Because he offended his brother.
他不知道他回去他还活不活得了。
He didn't know if he went home if he would still be alive.
因为他认为他哥哥一定对付他。
Because he felt that his brother would for sure deal with him.
所以他要回过河要回去的时候。
So when he crossed the river to go back.
天使跟他相遇。
The angel met with him.
但他个性很硬。
But he was so stubborn.
他很难服下来的。
It was very hard for him to submit.
所以天使说我都赢不了你，拜拜。
And so when the angel said, I cannot even overcome you, I have to go.
只有一件事让雅各抓住的时候，我怎么回去面对我的哥哥？
But the one thing that Jacob held on to is, how can I go back to face my brother?
所以他最后一句话跟天使说，你不祝福我，我不让你走。
And so the last word he told the angel was,I will not let you go unless you bless me.
他讲这句话因为他里面有害怕。
He said these words because he was so afraid.
对吧？出来的时候一个人回去，几个孩子啊，一堆孩子，四个老婆。
And he left just a single person, but when he went back, he had his four wives and all these children.
但因着他不让天使走，天使就摸了他大腿窝一把。
But because he was unwilling to let the angel go, the angel touched the socket of his head.
这一摸，天使走，他起步一走，他瘸腿。
And so once the angel touched that, when he started walking, he became lame.
因着这个瘸腿，他整个人变了。
Because of this, his whole life changed.
他发现我一生只能够向着神依靠神走。
He knew his whole life he could only trust in the Lord, follow the Lord.
以前我跑得很快，我走得很快，我做什么都可以。
Before I could run fast, I could do whatever I wanted.
我现在走每一步都在告诉我，你缺了。
But now every step I take, it reminds me that I am lame.
所以你发现他终于知道我有主人了。
So now he finally knew he had a master.
所以你发现他一直成熟，一直成熟。
So we,
活到差不多147岁。
So we see as he grew and became more mature, he lived to 147.
所以我们在这里我们要认识一件事情。
So we need to recognize one thing here.
我们真的要认识我们要有主人。
We need to recognize that we have a master.
没办法，我们是已经是一个罪人。
Because we are sinners.
我们已经在做任我们喜欢做什么，我们就在做我们要做的事。
We just do whatever we like, whatever we enjoy.
你认为我这样的我真的很快乐吗？
And so, but doing these things, do you think that brings you joy?
这是不见得是快乐。
This is not necessarily joy.
所以为什么基督徒或者圣经一直告诉我们说要认耶稣为主？
And so that's why the Bible tells us that we need to recognize that Jesus is Lord.
但是从一个小孩子一直长到没有人想认任何人做主的。
But from our childhood till when we grow up, that none of us want to recognize anyone as our Lord.
孩子不希望父母做主。
That children don't want their parents to be their Lord.
不希望父母管的。
They don't want to be controlled by their parents.
学生不希望老师管。
And students don't want to be controlled by their teachers.
给我好成绩就行。
If you give me a good grade, that's all I care about.
不想老师管。
They don't want their teachers to control them.
上班的人不想老板管。
And people who work don't want their boss to control them.
给我一直升级就好。
As long as you promote me, that's good enough.
所以我们虽然说信耶稣，只把他当救主的。
So though we say we believe in Jesus, we only treat him as our savior.
我们不想主耶稣管。
We don't want Jesus to control us.
我想管我自己。
I want to be in control of my own life.
救我就行。
As long as you save me, that's good enough.
不要管我。
Don't care about me anymore.
我做错事，哎，我有伤害了，救我。
And if I do something wrong and I suffer harm, then save me.
对吧？我有危险的时候，救我。
And if I encounter danger, then save me.
我有困难的时候，帮我解决。
And when I'm facing difficulty, help me deal with this.
我有需要，供给我。
And when I have need, give to me.
我祷告的时候，我祷告怎么都给我什么。
And when I pray, whatever I pray for, give that to me.
那我们不想被管的。
We don't want to be controlled.
小朋友就不想被管。
Even children don't want to be controlled.
你们长大了，一样不想被管。
But when you grow up, you are the same way.
那我今天要讲，我们不管怎么样，就是有主人。
But today I want to say that no matter what, you do have a master.
你是魔鬼做主人，还是耶稣做主人？
Either Satan is your master or Jesus is your master.
你要怎么讲都可以，但是我们要知道，有一天你就清清楚楚，我们都有主人的。
You can say whatever you want, but one day it will become clear that we all have a master.
因为我们一生下来就是一个堕落的人。
Because from our birth, we are fallen.
但这里圣经给我们就是说，不只信耶稣做救主，还要信耶稣做主人。
And so the Bible tells us that we not only believe in Jesus as our Savior, but also Jesus as our Lord.
但是我们一想到做救主还行，做主人啊，那不行啊。
And so we might think.Jesus as my Savior is okay, but Jesus as my Lord, I can't accept that.
因为我是一个爱自己的人。
Because I'm someone who loves myself.
我是一个爱世界的人。
I'm someone who loves the world.
我是一个爱享受的人。
I'm someone who loves pleasure.
我是一个爱快乐的人。
I'm someone who loves...
我最怕的就是痛苦。
The thing I'm most afraid of is suffering.
我最不想要的就是失败。
The one I think I'm most afraid of is failure.
我就是不想得到的就是损失。
And the thing I don't want is suffer loss.
我又爱自己，又怕失败，怎么办？
I love myself so much and I'm afraid of failure, so what can I do?
我最喜欢就是我肉体能够享受。
The thing I like the most is that I can enjoy my flesh.
找个地方好住，好吃的。
That I can find a good place to live with good food.
还可以活得好久，那大活得很老都身体不好的，可能不会想活得很老。活得好好的，你就想活得很老。
And you want to live to old age, but not just old age, but healthy in your old age.
所以这个值得我们思想，因为圣经刚刚读了，耶稣是主。
So this is worth for us to consider because the Bible verses we just read tell us Jesus is Lord.
我们在这里说我信耶稣了，记得这里有一句话，耶稣是主。
For us who believe in the Lord, in Jesus, we need to remember there's a word here that says Jesus is Lord.
在公司里面有老板。
In your work, there's your boss.
我最多认他是老板，还不认他是主。
At most, I would recognize him as my boss. He's not my Lord.What about your parents?
我认他是爸爸妈妈。
I would recognize them as my dad and my mom.
我看是年轻人一直长大，没有一个认父母做主的了。
But I see the kids growing up, they would not recognize their parents as their lord.
对，对父母讲，不要管我。
They just tell their parents to stop
给我自由。
Give me freedom.
嗯，可这个值得我们要好好思想。
But this is worth for us to consider.
为什么我们就是最难办的一件事，就是认耶稣为主。
The most difficult thing for us to deal with is to recognize Jesus as Lord.
我们会想，难道主会害我吗？
We need to consider, would Jesus harm me?
主不爱我吗？
Would Jesus not love me?
不然的话，为什么认耶稣为主这么难？
Otherwise, why is it so hard to recognize Jesus as Lord?
我们看不信主的人要信耶稣为救主很难。
We see for those who do not believe in Jesus, it's very hard for them to recognize Jesus as their Savior.
我跟你讲，要认耶稣为主可能更难。
But I'm telling you, it's maybe even harder to recognize Jesus as your Lord.
因为我们要的就是我的好处嘛。
Because what I want is my own benefit.
在弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认耶稣为主，我们要很注意，千万不要成为败者。
But if we don't recognize Jesus as my Lord, we need to be very careful that we don't become the tares.
你知道我们今天哈、啊，如果读圣经哈、啊，你发现他说不止我们要认，我们为什么要认耶稣为主
？If we read the Bible, we'll see why do we need to recognize Jesus as Lord.
因为主要做一件事情。
Because Jesus is doing one thing.
要我们像他。
To make us like Him.
你知道这是很宝贵的一件事、啊。
This is a very precious thing.
当你认他为主的时候
，When you acknowledge Him as Lord.
他要做一件事情。让我们像他。
He will do one thing in our life to make us like him.
记得，不是你结婚，哎呦，我很像我妻子，妻子很像丈夫，不是。
Remember, it's not like when you get married that you become like your spouse becomes like you.
主要做一件事情，是要让我们认他为主人的人，让我们像他。
But for those who acknowledge him as Lord of my life, that the Lord is doing a work to make us like him.
你知道年轻人一直长大，他都在想学 something, learn something, somebody, 学一些人。
And so when young people grow up, they want to learn something, they want to be like somebody.
他想当老师。
They want to be like their teacher.
如果他是运动的，他喜欢那个训练他的那个人。
If they're an athlete, they want to be like their coach.
如果我看人想赚钱多的，我想学他赚钱多。
And if I see someone make a lot of money, I want to learn from him and be like him.
人都在学的。
Everyone is learning.
但圣经里面告诉我们说，像主啊。
But the Bible tells us be like the Lord.
什么叫做信耶稣像他
？What does it mean to believe in be like Jesus? It means to
谁愿意来像他
？Who wants to be like him?
只有你认他做主人。
It is only when you acknowledge him as your Lord.
如果我们不认他做主人，你不会想像他。
If you don't recognize him as Lord, you won't want to be like him.
如果我们真的跟主说，不是当口头禅讲，我要像你，对吧？我像你，对吧？唱诗歌这样唱。
It must really come from our heart. We can't just say it like a slogan or just because we sing these songs that we want to be like him.
记得，当你说主，我要像。
Remember, when you say, Lord, I want to be like you,
主动手的,
the Lord will move his hand.
你想吗?
Do you want that to happen?
当你真的想说, 我想像你,
when you truly say, Lord, I want to be like you,
千万不要以为讲讲的,
don't just think you're just saying.
你真的想说, 我要像你,
when you really say this, Lord, I want to be like you,
主动手的,
the Lord will move his hand.
你想主动手吗?
Do you want the Lord to move his hand?
如果你不认他做主人，你不会想他动手。
If you don't want him to be Lord over your life, you won't want him to do anything.
救我就行。
As long as you save me, that's enough.
上得了天堂就行。
As long as I can go to heaven, that's good enough.
动手就不用。
But I don't want you to move your hand in my life.
给我信了你，今生享受，来生也享受，可以。
As long as you give me pleasures in this world and pleasures in the eternity, that's all I want.
你知道摩西啊，四十年，他知道他是希伯来人。
40 years, Moses knew he was Hebrew.
说他要，他也要侍奉神。
And he wants to serve God.
但他把神认识吗
？But did he know God?
他不大认识神。
He didn't really know God.
说神只好把他四十岁就放到旷野去。
So God had to send him into the wilderness when he was 40 years old.
因为他就是个败子。
Because he
如果严重来讲，就是个败子。
Serious, when we speak of it seriously, he was a terror.
他不是很认识神。
He didn't know God.
但他里面要神。
But within, he wanted God.
他不是认识神。
But he didn't know God.
所以神要把他放出去。
So God had to send him out.
当然，摩西可能他也有认识一点。
But Moses maybe knew a little bit.
但神不能用他。
But God cannot use him.
你说五年、十年可以用吗
5-10 years, could God use him now?
读圣经你发现，神竟然要他四十年。
When we read the Bible, we
see 40年代我们人来讲你太老了不用了 我们请年轻人
God had to wait 40 years For us, we might think 40 years is too long We'll use someone younger
So 到了摩西80岁的时候
So when Moses was 80 years old
我没用
He felt he was useless
没什么用80岁还有啥用
He's already 80 years old How can he be useful?
就在那个时刻神说我要用
But it was at that moment that God said Now I want to use you
因为到那个时候摩西终于不相信自己了
Because at that point, Moses no longer believed in himself. He did not believe in his own way of thinking. He did no longer believe in his own ability. Before, he believed in his own ability. As long as he strived for it, he can do it. But now, Moses said, I am useless. And at this point, God told him, I can.
哪一家公司会这样子，当你觉得我都没用，人看你也没用，为他要你。
What company would be like this? When you feel you are useless, others see you are useless, but now they want you.
但神说我要你。
But God said, I want you.
只有在你看自己不行的时候，主说我现在要你。
Only when you see you cannot, then God says, I want you.
神一要他就要到他40年。
And when God wanted him, God wants to use him for 40 more years.
活到120岁。
He lived till 120 years old.
在这另外的40年的里面, 圣经说他在神的家中全然尽忠。
And in these last 40 years, the Bible records that he served faithfully in God's house.
以前他不会因为faithfully很好，就是他绝对不忠心的。
Before, he may not have been so faithful.
我们说也听听主讲的，也做着我说的，我喜欢做的，我说我看重的才做的。
That we may be in the condition where we hear what the Lord says, but we also want to do what we want.
但是摩西到了那个时候，他完全放下他自己想的。But
at that age, Moses completely gave up all he wanted to do.
我只要主说的。
All I want is what the Lord does.
所以啊。 今天我特别要讲一件事，耶稣是主。
So the focus of my message today is Jesus is Lord.
我们能够说他是主。
Can we say he is Lord?
我们唱诗歌唱吗？
We sing this in our song.
在我里面是真的说，主，耶稣，你是我的主。
But can we say from our hearts that Jesus, you are my Lord?
你是我的。
You are my Lord Jesus.
我今天信了耶稣, 说耶稣就是我的主人。
And today I believe in Jesus, and Jesus is my master.
你知道圣经里面有一个人叫保罗。
There's a person in the Bible called Paul.
他实际非常, 如果你说他爱不爱神, 他真的很爱神的。
Does he love God? He loves God very much.
但是他眼目, 跟他所认识的。
But his vision and his understanding of God was completely wrong. So one day God had to open his eyes.
其实保罗那时候算是年轻啊，但是神真的来找他。
Paul could be considered young at that time, but God really sought him.
他问了两个问题。
He asked him two questions.
他本来就不知道这是谁。He
did not know who God is.
但是他被打在地上的时候,
But when he was struck to the ground,
那个大光把他打在地上的时候,
The bright light struck into the ground.
他只能够问一句话,
He could only ask one thing.
他说主啊, 你是谁啊?
He asked, Lord, who are you?
我以为我已经非常热心侍奉神了。
He thought he was very fervent in serving the Lord.
我究竟错在哪里啊?
Where was he wrong?
世界人都不侍奉神啊?
All the people in the world.
我还侍奉神呢?
I serve God.
但我错在哪里?
Where am I wrong?
但是我现在的确被打在地上。
But now I'm struck to the ground.
所以他问了一个问题啊。
So he asked the question.
他说主啊, 你是谁?
And so he said, Lord, who are you?
旁边的人听不到声音的，就听到响声呢。
Others could not hear this.
因为那个声音只对他说的。
Because the voice only spoke to us.
那个声音怎么来? 就只对保罗说, 我就是你所迫害的耶稣。
The voice only spoke to Paul, and the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
这对他里面是非常大的震撼。
For him, this was such a shock.
我根本就不知道耶稣是谁。
He completely didn't know who Jesus is.
我只知道侍奉神。
He only knew to serve God.
所以对于那些所谓信耶稣的人，我们一个都杀，每一个都杀。
So for those people of the way who believed in Jesus, he killed every one of them.
我想，如果我是耶稣，就把保罗杀掉好。
And so I consider, if I were Jesus, I would just kill Paul.
对，这些跟从我的人，你一个杀，我先杀你。 但是我这些活了嘛。
That Paul, since Paul was so determined to kill all the believers of Jesus,
但没想到
Paul.
耶稣 今天还要救保罗。
But we can't imagine that Jesus even wanted to save Paul.
那一天把保罗打在地上的时候，
When he struck Paul to the ground,
不是有人打他在地上。
It wasn't someone.
一个大光把他打在地上。
But the bright light struck him to the ground.
他里面有感觉了。
Within, he had feeling.
他第一句话问，你是谁？
And the first question he asked is, who are you, Lord?
他改了哈。你在圣经里面讲到主啊，有人讲他是先生、夫子，什么都很多叫法。
We know in the Bible there are many ways that people speak to Jesus, such as teacher, rabbi.
但是他这里说主啊，你是谁
？But here he says, "Who are you, Lord?"
他里面已经有个转换，就是说我要认你是主人了。但是你是谁呀、啊、
？That he already had a change in his heart that you are my Lord, but who are you?
耶稣说我就是你所迫害的耶稣。
And Jesus responded, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
你这他换主人了，他有主人了，他这个说这个这个摩西不这个保罗，他就第二句话就问主，我该做什么？
So Paul had switched the master, and because of this he asked the second question. He asked, Lord, what do you want me to do?
所以 主就回答，起来进城里面去，有人会告诉你该做什么。
So then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city and you will be told what you must do.
我以前都是我告诉别人做什么的。
Before it was him telling others what to do.
怎么今天是别人告诉我做什么？
But how can it be that today someone else tells me what to do?
如果你是一直是告诉人的人，你现在能够接受人家告诉你？
If you are always someone who tells others what to do, can you accept others telling you what to do?
说主在他身上所做的，乃是要他能够听别人告诉他做什么。
So the work the Lord is doing in his life is to tell him what to do.
我们祷告，很多人说主啊主啊主啊。
Many of us pray, Lord, Lord, Lord.
我们这个主啊主啊是口头禅。
But when we say that, we're just saying it like a slogan.
对，每个祷告都是主啊主啊主啊这样讲的。或者讲很多话，主耶稣哇一大堆话。
All our prayers have so many words, Lord, Lord, Lord.
但是你要知道，这个主啊，不简单的。
But really, to say Lord is not so easy.
你今天就是公开讲说，我有主人的。
Because you are proclaiming that I have a master.
不然我讲主啊，主啊，有啥意思啊？
Otherwise, if I say Lord, Lord, what is the purpose?
不是就是讲一些口头禅吗？
You're not just saying some slogan.
所以你知道在耶利哥城里面哈有一个瞎子。
So we know there's a blind man outside Jericho.
当耶稣问他，你要我做什么？
When Jesus asked him, what would you like me to do?
他说，主啊，我要看见。
He said, Lord, I want to see.
耶稣就让他看见了。
And the Lord allowed him to see.
你不可以喊口头禅的。
You can't just say that.
你喊口头禅说，我主啊，我要看见，主不动手的。
Because if you just say, Lord, I want to see, but it's a slogan, the Lord won't move his hand.
记得我们用这些词句啊，都成为习惯的词句，神是不动手的。
We cannot use these words out of habit or routine because then the Lord will not move his hand.
神要这些话出来是你真实讲的话。
But when you say these words, the Lord wants you to say it out of truth in your heart.
只有那真实的话主就动手。
It is only those true words, then the Lord will move his hand.
千万不要小看圣经里面像主啊这个字。
Do not belittle these words, Lord.
因为这个 Lord, 这个字你必须是真的。
Because this must be real.
你只是习惯的词句没用。
If it's just out of habit that you say it, it has no use.
我想讲几个故事。
I want to share a few stories.
这是我爸爸的一个事情。
This was about my father.
他那时候还没40岁。
He wasn't even 40 years old at the time.
我那时候9岁。
I was 9 years old.
我妹妹3岁。
And my sister was 3.
他带着弟兄姊妹到郊野去玩。
And he took people outside to play.
都是年轻人。
All young people.
我忘了那个，反正就是一大片的平原呢，绿色的平原。
And it was all green plain.
So 所以后来有一个斜坡，这个草坪有个斜坡。
And so there was a slope on that plain.
他觉得反正现在大家都在玩，他就觉得空气很好，这个斜坡也很好，好滑，他就在斜坡上面一直滑。
And so since everyone was busy playing and he was just sliding down this hill.
我不知道他怎么滑得了他，反正他就是从上面一直滑，就是这斜坡很好滑。
I don't know how he was sliding, but either way, he's sliding down this hill.
但是一直滑滑滑，他突然发现这个是一个悬崖。
But then he suddenly saw that at the end there was a cliff.
当他看到这个是一个大概十层楼高的一个悬崖。
When he saw it was multi-floor high cliff.
他停不住他的脚。
He could not, no longer stop his, momentum.
他就一直滑就出了悬崖。
And he slid all the way off the cliff.
你认为呢?
What do you think?
他当然后来都是他告诉我。
And afterwards, this is all what he recounted to us.
他只讲了一句话。他说主啊救我
He only said one thing in his heart Lord save me
出来带着年轻人出来旅游从来没想过我会跌出悬崖
And I brought out these young people to have fun I could never imagine I would fall off a cliff
这个悬崖下去基本上是肯定死的
And you fall off this it would guarantee to, guarantee to die
所以这是他的见证他就说我出去了我只能够喊一句话求我救
And so he testified that when he fell off, all he could say is, Lord, save me.
你知道下坠的力量有多大
You know how strong the pull of gravity is.
但因为他里面讲了就是说主救我
But when he said, Lord, save me,
他里面好像有个能力在他里面
There is like a strength in him.
他就提一口气
And he took a breath.
人能够直下的
And he fell straight down.
那个速度太快了。
Because the speed was so fast.
他看中一块石头就踩下去了。
And he saw a piece of rock to land on.
因为下面都是碎石，都是那些我对不起，我现在有些字都想不起来。
I can't remember exactly, but there was a lot of just uneven ground.
他就一脚踩在那个石头上面，他站住。
And then he was able to land on that.Solid rock.
他腰的骨头整个断就是碎掉
And it completely shattered his hip.
但他站住
But he stood there.
当然后来开刀也开了一些就是要开刀了
And he, of course, later he required surgery to fix it.
我最近跟他谈过一次
And then recently I talked
这个他是永远不会忘记
He never forget this his whole life.
他说从我开刀从我那是掉下去我到现在我差不多快活了六十年
And from that point on he lived almost 60 more years
这条命是主还我的要给我的
This is what the life the, my life the Lord gave me
不是我那时候我已经走
Otherwise at that time I could have died
我才九岁我妹妹才三岁
I was only nine my sister's only three
这个叫做我们认识我们的主
This isKnowing our Lord.
记得喊主啊救我
To cry out, Lord, save me.
我讲一点我的故事。
I want to share my own story.
其实我要讲很多。
If I had to say, I could
say
a lot.
我讲一，你知道我其实不是很会游泳。
I'm not very good at swimming.
原因我今天先不讲。
I don't need to give the reason.
但是我又很喜欢玩水。
But I also like to play with water.
所以只有机会到游泳，我就喜欢去游泳。
So opportunity to swim, I like to go and swim.
我就在那里觉得很舒服。
And I think it's very enjoyable.
那一天，我就意思就让自己就因为我觉得是都踩得住的嘛，我这个就是随便就让它飘。
And because I could.Still feel the ground, so I was just drifting away with water.
到一个我觉得我累了。
But then the point I felt tired.
所以我要站起来。
So I wanted to stand up.
当我要站起来，我踩不到地。
When I tried standing up, I found I could not touch the ground anymore.
我已经讲了，我不是说很会游泳。
So I can't swim very well.
但是啊，一般还是可以游的。
So So, but he could still swim. 但那一天
因为还害怕，我基本上就连呼吸都不行。
But because of the fear, I even had trouble breathing.
我又踩不到。
And I couldn't touch the ground.
你知道，你要知道这个不容易啊。我们叫妈妈救我。
And we know it's not easy. What can I say? Dad, save me.
或者妈救我。
Mom, save me.
我们有多长训练或者真的跟主说主啊救我。
But how many times do we cry out, Lord, save me?
因为我经历很多。
所
以那一天第一个反应就是说主啊救我。
So my first reaction was, Lord, save me.
没第二句话。
There's no other word.
一个大浪应该是一个浪吹过来。
And so a big wave pushed in.
我踩到地的。
And then it brought me back to a place I could stand on the ground.
哇我那时候已经快一直喘不了。
And I was already struggling to breathe.
我跟你们讲另外一个。
I want to share another story.
这大概是四十五年前、十四年前的事情。
About 14 years ago.
因为那时候孙弟兄啊，这个邀我跟他一起到中国去。
Brother Sun invited me to go with him to China.
我已经忘记了，我是在杭州、在广州、在福州，我已经都忘了。
I can't remember the exact city we were at.
那就去了。
By that time we went.
那也都第一次来嘛，我有空我就出去自己走走路。
And since it was the first time I had time and I went to walk.
你要吃，因为我们要去讲道，所以啊，这些弟兄姊妹啊，对我们非常的款待。
Because we were there to preach, the brothers and sisters were very welcoming to us.
各种东西我连见都没见过，都请我们吃。
And food that I had never even seen before, they asked us to eat.
那天中午吃完了。
That afternoon, after we finished eating.
然后孙弟兄去休息了，我就到外面走。
And brother Sun went to rest in the afternoon, and I went to walk.
我大概走了一条街。
I walked the street.
突然间我的喉咙锁起来。
Suddenly, I felt my throat constrict.
这个应该叫什么？这个，因为我是有点知道的，因为看新闻看很多。
I knew a little about this from reading the news.
我没试过。
But it never happened to me.
我知道有人在飞机上孩子不吃了什么东西，他一过敏，他在飞机上就死掉了。
And I've seen that a child on the airplane ate something they had an allergic reaction to and died on the plane.
这是我第一次有锁喉咙的经历。
And so this is the first time in my life that I had experienced this constricting of my throat.
那个是一步一步锁紧的。
And it felt like it was just getting tighter and tighter.
锁就一直在锁。
And it kept getting just tighter.
我是知道这个锁到底，我就不用呼吸，就死在路上。
And I knew that if it kept going, then I wouldn't be able to.
因为我在路上走，我就去找谁呀？没人可以找的了。
I was just walking in the street. I didn't know who I could look for.
我那时候只能够讲一句话：主啊，救我。
And at the time, I could only just say one thing: Lord, save me.
因为我知道这个是没命的。
Because I knew that this could, I could lose my life.
因为这个锁住就没人，最后就不用呼吸了。
Because if it keeps going, then you can't breathe, and that's it.
所以我当然在主面前我也认罪，但是我最要紧就是主啊救我。
And I came before the Lord, confessed my sins. Most importantly, I asked the Lord, save me.
你说十五年前我孩子也很小，这次不是我小，是他们小。
And 15 years ago, my children were also young.
我那时候只能够一方面跟主说主救我，另外一方面我一直咳嗽。
And so one hand I was crying to the Lord save me, and then I was all.
我就在那路上一直在走，就是讲这个话。
And then I was walking on the street just saying this one.
我也忘了多久。
I can't remember how long.
因为这个速度太快了。
Because it was happening all so quickly.
可能是30秒。我忘了，我真的不知道多久。
I don't know how long.
感谢主听了我的祷告。
Thank the Lord, He heard my prayer.
就在我锁得非常紧的时候，他突然放。
when it, I felt it was very tight all of a sudden.
又是一步一步 boom 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 打鼾
And then it felt it slowly fade away and my throat opened up.
我后来又回到聚会的地方
And then I went back to the meeting.
没有人知道我经过什么事
Nobody knew what had just happened to me.
如果对我个人来讲 我刚经过生与死
But for my personal experience, I have just passed from death to life.
有可能人只看我一个尸体在那里
Perhaps they would just see a body lying there.
但是我去了，我又回来。But
I went and I came back.
是喊的，所以一直跟主说：“主，救我！”And
just cry, Lord, save me.
你要知道，我们能够认耶稣为主。For
us to acknowledge that Jesus is my Lord.
这是一个很重要的一件事情。It's
a very important matter.
主也在这里为主改变我。
And it is for the Lord to change us.
你要知道，主今天改变我。 要我们像他
The Lord wants to change us today to be like Him
父母改孩子就希望孩子像爸爸还是像妈妈
Parents want to change their kids to be like their dad or their mom
主救我 要我们像他
The Lord saves us and wants to change us to be like Him
你知道像他的目的是什么
What is the purpose to be like Him?
那一日跟他一同作王
In that day we will reign with Him
省掉那1000年的时间
To save that 1,000 years
你今天被他看中 因为你说你是我的主
Today You are looked upon by the Lord Because you say you are my Lord
以后的1000年都可以免掉差不多
And then you won't have to spend that 1,000 years
这是到建主的时候 你他就是你的主
And from now till you meet the Lord He is your Lord
我有两节圣经跟弟兄读一下，弟兄姊妹读一下。
I want to read two passages in the Bible.
罗马书第12章。
Romans chapter 12.
你知道我常常读这些圣经。I
often read this verse.
罗马书12章第1节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。 你们如此侍奉, 乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
第14章第7、第8节。
Chapter 14, verse 7 to 8.
我们没有一个人为自己活, 也没有一个人为自己死, 我们若活着, 是为主而活，若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。For
none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
你要知道第一段圣经哈。 他说将身体献上当作活祭
You know in the first passage it said to present your body as a living sacrifice
什么叫做活祭
What is a living sacrifice
就天天在献上的
It means that daily you are being offered
这个就叫做我们是一个有主人的所以我把自己奉献给他
It means that I have a master so I am offering myself
一个认识耶稣做主人的人
For someone to know that they have a master
这个人不可能没有变的
There has to be a change in their lives.
如果这个人没有变的话,
If this person has not changed,
你知道什么原因吗?
Do you know the reason?
就是主从来没接受你做，他做你的主人。
It's because the Lord is not truly the master of your life.
你跟嘴巴一讲，我认你做主人。
You could say with your mouth, the Lord is the master.
但是最大的问题, 主从来没接受过。
But the Lord never accepted that.
这是严重的事
Very serious matter
因为主如果接受
Because once the Lord accepts it
开玩笑
It is no joke
主不放过你了
The Lord will not pass you by
主一直抓住你了
The Lord will hold on
这里要认定一件事情
So you need to recognize something
这个奉献 天天献上 活祭是天天的
That consecration You daily offer yourselves as a living sacrifice
讲是没用的
Just saying this is not enough
是主耶稣接受了才有用
Only when the Lord Jesus accepts it then it counts
对, 我常常听我阿姨柯姊妹说
I remember my aunt would say,
她年轻的时候参加尼泊圣弟兄的聚会。
When she was young, she attended Brother Nee's
meeting. 尼弟兄说，你们讲讲你们在主面前一点的学习经历。
And he said, you please share your experience in the Lord.
她说，哇，我们都讲，我们都好多经历，很多苦啊，很多就是被主对付的事。
And we had so many experiences, so many difficulties, how the Lord dealt with us.
因为这些人每个都奉献了，并且神都接收。
Because all of them consecrated their lives to the Lord, and the Lord accepted their consecration.
从年轻的时候就被接受了。
From their when they were young, were accepted.
说他们一生人，神一直在对付。
And so the Lord dealt with was dealing with them their whole lives.
到他们老年的时候
，even when they were old,
你就发现这个姊妹、这个弟兄成熟，非常在主里面成熟。
We see that they have grown so mature in the Lord.
可以给很多弟兄姊妹就一句话就有帮助，不用讲太多话。
And with a single word, they can help brothers and sisters.
说弟兄姊妹，这个是一个非常重要的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
你知道我奉献了六年。
6 years after I consecrated myself,
nothing happened. 对我没什么事发生的。
Nothing happened to me.
对，奉献了，我奉献了，信主都奉献了。
That people said I consecrated, so I believe in the Lord. I consecrated.
对我来讲，啥都没发生，没什么事发生。
But nothing changed. Nothing happened.
六次。
For 6 years.
直到有一次。
Until one time.
我找一个年长弟兄来跟我。交通祷告。
I asked fellowship with the elder brother and to pray with him.
你对我来讲，所谓的奉献，对我啥事都没，啥事在做什么
？Because to me, I didn't know what I was doing when talking about consecration.
那一天
，But that day,
我真实在跟主说，这是我第七次了。
That this would be the seventh time I really honestly told the Lord.
这是一个年长弟兄坐在那里
，And an elder brother was sitting there.
我就跟主说，我真实的。把自己奉献给你。
I told the Lord, I honestly consecrate myself to you.
我可以跟弟兄姊妹讲，那一天
，that day，
我知道主接受。
I know the Lord accepted my consecration.
跟以前六次，有什么六年的经历都不同。
It was very different from all the 6 years in the past.
从那一天开始，主没放过我。
From that day on, the Lord never let me go.
从年轻到我现在这个岁数，主没放过。
From when I was young till I'm older now, the Lord never let me go. Because you have a master.
以前魔鬼是我的主人。
Before Satan.
我信了耶稣，魔鬼还是主人。
I believed in Jesus, but Satan was still my master.
因为你还是爱世界，还是爱很多事情。
Because you still love the world, you still love everything.
直到我把自己奉献给主。
Until I consecrate myself to the Lord.
主说我是主人。
And the Lord says, I am your master.
他不放。
He never lets you go.
他一直在我们身上做事。
And he is always working in our lives.
所以刚刚罗马书第十二章里面讲身体献上当作活祭。
So in Romans chapter 12 tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
真的把主权给他。
You give your true authority in your life to him.
他说这是理所神所喜悦，并且是理所当然。
It says that this is pleasing to God, acceptable to God, and it's your reasonable service.
你发啊 reasonable service 是我最后一句话。我们后面我们这个侍奉，原来奉献给主就是侍奉。
And so we see that consecrating to the Lord is service.
你要知道，我们要传福音，今天很多教会都要传福音呢。
And we want to share the gospel. So many churches are preaching the gospel.
你要记得，我们前面还有很多要做，传福音只是起步。
We need to know that there is so much further to go. That preaching the gospel is just the beginning.
千万不要把传福音摆在最重要的。
Do not
当然重要了。
Place preaching the gospel as the most important. Of course, we know it is important.
真正重要的，你信了主，前面要走的路才是重要。
But what is most important is after you believe in the Lord, the way ahead.
你有主人的。
You have a master.
你究竟是魔鬼是你主人，还是主耶稣是你的主人
？So it depends whether the Satan is your master or the Lord is your master.
So 刚刚我们，我想我再提一节圣经，不读了哈。这个约翰福音第三章三十六节里面有一句话。
And in John chapter 3 verse 36, there is a word.
他说信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。
He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life.
神的震怒 藏在他身上。
But the wrath of God abides on him.
不要小看这句话。
Do not belittle this word.
对一个人一直说我不信耶稣的。
For someone who always says I do not believe in the Lord.
他说神的震怒就在他身上。
That the wrath of God abides on him.
所以这个话讲得非常重。
This is a very serious, heavy word.
但是你看到啊，把主人真的认定是我们的主的话。
But if you truly recognize that Jesus is my Lord,
罗马书第十二章保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你。
That Paul in Romans chapter 12, Paul says, I beseech you by the mercies of God.
保罗来说，这不是一个命令。
Because to Paul, this is not a command.
是希望你是自愿。
But he's hoping you are willing.
奉献或者让耶稣是主人，这个是一个。心甘情愿的事。
Consecration or believing the Lord is your master. This is something you must have a do out of a willing heart.
你认耶稣为主，刚刚我一读了是一个命令。你不信耶稣，你真的是完蛋了。
If you do not but believe Jesus Lord, that is a command. If you don't, then you are done for.
但是你要认耶稣为主人，主不勉强。
But for Jesus to be your master, Jesus does not. Force you.
完全让你自由。
He lets you freely do it.
所以你发现保罗用词啊，或者圣经里面用词很特别的。
So we see the way the Bible writes it.
圣经不是一个随便的书啊，非常特别的。
Not a careless word, very special.
你要信耶稣得救，它是命令式的。
If you, to believe in Jesus saved is command.
他讲到奉献，把主权认耶稣为主人，那是劝的。
But for consecration to make the Lord your master, this is
因为我们的主耶稣绝对不勉强任何。
Because our Lord never forces you.
你不愿意，请便。
And if you are not willing, then you don't do it.
所以这个对我们是一个非常严肃的事情。
So to us, this is a very serious matter.
因为如果我们跟主说，我认他做主人，却没有起什么事情，叫这个没接收啊。
Because we see, if we think we say that the Lord is our master, but we see no change in our life, then the Lord has not accepted that.
So, 我们今天在这件事上，耶稣是主，我们的耶稣是我的主人。
So, in this matter, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my master.
罗马书第十四章，我刚刚跟大家读的。
Romans chapter 14 that I just read with you.
他说，没有一个奉献给主的人。没有一个为奉献给主的人是为自己活的。
He says that no one who is consecrated lives for himself.
你要记住这个。
Remember this.
我不记得了，我还在过自己，要为自己活的话。
If I forget and I start living for myself,
你真的奉献神不让你。
Then if you consecrate, the Lord will not let you.
神绝对不让你。
Lord won't let you.
他说也没有一个为自己死。
And we do not die for ourselves.
这个是很奇妙的话。
Very amazing.
他说你活着为主，死了也是为主死。
That if we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord.
死了也是为主死。
Die to the Lord.
活着也是为主死。或死都是主的人。
We live to the Lord. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
耶稣是主。
Jesus is Lord.
所以这个第一件事，耶稣是谁
？So the first aspect of who is Jesus？
我第一个跟弟兄姊妹交通的，耶稣是主。
The first point I want to share is Jesus is Lord。
耶稣是主人。
Jesus is my master。
你接他做主人吗
？Do you accept him as？
我说这不是传福音聚会。
This is not a gospel meeting。
传福音聚会是见朋友们信耶稣做救主。
Because gospel meeting we ask non-believers to
believe. 我今天要跟大家。大家讲的是信也接受耶稣做你的主人。
But today I want to ask you to believe in Jesus as your Lord.
要第一个信他。
First, believe in him.
相信他。
Trust in him.
接受他是你的救主。
Accept him as your Savior.
接受他是你的主人。
Accept him as your Lord.
第二个跟随他。
Second is follow him.
他去哪里你去哪里
？Wherever he goes, you go.
他要你做什么事，你做什么事。
Whatever he wants you to do, that you do.
他要你放下什么，你放下什么。
Whatever he wants you to lay down,
you
lay down.
这叫做跟从他。
This is what it means to follow him.
玛利亚就能够这样接受与跟从的。
Mary could accept this and follow him.
那今天主做了什么呢
What is the Lord doing today?
你真的把认他为主人。
When you recognize him as your Lord,
第一个是管理。
First is that the Lord will have control.
小朋友最不喜欢父母管。
Kids do not like it when their parents.
长到 teenager 的时候 ，teenager 叫什么？中文我都不会了。反正呢，就十五六岁，或者过了十二岁，谁都不可以管我，我管我自己。
And when the kids become teenagers, they don't want anyone to control them.
你知道到青年人呢，更不要人管了。
And young adults they even less want anyone to control them.
在这里一个事情，今天要什么？主说我要管你。
But the Lord says, I want to have control over your life.
因为主管我们，让我们能够彰显他的真实。
Because when the Lord has control over our lives, it shows how true He is.
我们能够彰显他的信实。
Show how faithful He is.
能够彰显他的荣耀。
Show His glory.
第二个，他要管住我们，为着帮助我们，塑造我们像他。
He wants control over our lives to help us change us, be like Him.
我们唱诗歌说 I would like Jesus to become like Jesus. 这个讲像耶稣啊，如果主不动手，没办法像他的。
When we sing, I want to be like Jesus, unless the Lord moves His hand, there's no way we can be like Him.
因为在我们今生，你给你一百岁好。
Because in this life, even if you live to
在一百年里面，神说可以了，你像我了。
100 years, the Lord says, you are like me.
当我回来的时候，你跟我一同做王一千年。
That when I come back, you will reign with me 1,000 years.
那些跟你一起聚会没有像他的呢
？But what about those who met with you who did not?
那一千年都关在黑暗。
Then those will be cast into outer darkness for 1,000 years.
你看这个不是叫人信主，你一定信主。
This is not telling people to believe in Jesus.
这里是告诉我们信他的像。
For believers to be like him.
主快回来了
Lord is coming back soon.
我们究竟还有多少时间被主来训练我们
How much time do we have left to be trained by the Lord?
我们要抓住时间抓住机会被主来塑造我们
We need to grab hold of the opportunity to be changed by the Lord.
常常与主同在
To often be with
能够与主同行
To walk with the Lord.
所以我们今天啊对于我们已经蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹
So for brothers and sisters,Or born again.
耶稣没错是救主。
Jesus is indeed your Savior.
我们更重要的，耶稣是我的主。
More importantly, Jesus is my Lord.
我口里承认，心里相信，耶稣是我的主人。
That I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, Jesus is Lord.
我最后要跟大家唱一节诗歌。
I just want to sing one verse from a hymn with all of you.
So Gabriel, 可以请你上来一下，我们唱这个打在。载在荧幕上面第168首
We'll sing Hymnary 168
168首
Hymnary 168
我们只唱一节诗歌
We'll just sing one verse
打出来了吗你知道这首诗歌讲什么他说耶稣我爱则名然后他说什么耶稣我主
It says Jesus thy name I love Jesus my Lord
这个弟兄写这个话他没有说耶稣是主
He did not just say Jesus is Lord
他也没有只写耶稣是我的主人
He did not just say Jesus my master
他说耶稣就是我的主人
Jesus is my Lord
is my Lord 就是我的主
Jesus is my Lord
这个弟兄是有认识的
This brother has understanding.
他说耶稣超乎万名之上的名耶稣我主
All other names above Jesus my Lord.
他说主你做我一切你外我无其业
Oh thou art all to me nothing to please I see.
有你我无所缺耶稣我的主
Nothing apart from thee Jesus my Lord.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹今天能够抓住一件事耶稣你接受他做你的主人。
And so I hope we can understand one thing. If you accept Jesus as your Lord,
我们唱这首诗歌就能够从心中说耶稣我的主。
We can say from our, sing from our hearts, Jesus my Lord.
耶稣我的主人。
Jesus my Master.
起个音，我们很多人都会唱，我们只唱一节，就是这一节。
We'll just sing verse one.
耶稣我主，耶稣就要万民，耶稣我主，这名作我一切，你为我无极限，有你我无所缺，耶稣我主。再来一次，中英文都可以。耶稣我爱着你，耶稣我主，耶稣远超万民，耶稣我主，主你做我一切，你为我无极限，有你我无所缺，低头一起祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，是你把我们在万人中把我们救回来。
Out of millions, you saved us.
主啊，让我们都认你做我们的主。
And may we all recognize you as our Lord.
让我们的地上能够彰显你就是我们的主。
That on our life we can show that you are my Lord.
你是我们那一日去见你。我们里面欢喜快乐。
That on the day we meet you, we would be full of joy.
主啊，很简单的几个字，说你是主，让我们真的能够对你认你做我们的主。
That these simple words, "You are my Lord," we would truly acknowledge you as Lord in our lives.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. 好，我们聚会就到这。
Our meeting will end here today.